With the Marketplace Morning Report in Austin, Texas, I'm Andy Euler in for David Brancaccio.
Hospitalizations in the U.S. due to COVID-19 hit an all-time high yesterday of more than 125,000. And for many healthcare networks around the country, those numbers are unsustainable. In Southern California, the epicenter of the outbreak, hospitals have turned away ambulances because they're so short on beds, some even putting patients in conference rooms and gift shops. Despite being the wealthiest state, California has a lower-than-average number of hospital beds. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has more.
California has 1.8 hospital beds per 1,000 residents. That's below the national average and the third lowest in the country. And that's by design.
For the most part, it's a good thing.
Stephen Shortell is a professor of health policy at UC Berkeley. He says the state's limited hospital capacity is an outgrowth of California's largest health plan, Kaiser Permanente, which focuses more on prevention and outpatient care.
We have every incentive to keep them out of that hospital bed.
He says in a normal emergency, patients can be moved to mobile field hospitals. But those need to be staffed by medical professionals. And that's the challenge, says Dr. George Rutherford at UC San Francisco.
A lot of our system is set up to say, oh, there was a big earthquake in Northern California. We can bring help in from Southern California. But everybody's being squeezed at the same time.
California already relaxed nurse-to-patient ratios as hospitalizations have climbed above 20,000. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.